If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, it's Clips of the Week time. And of course, as you'd expect, with Big Alan and Ali McCoy having been in Paris, the Ryder Cup will feature at some point. And as if to prove it, we kick you off with Alan live from Paris for the Ryder Cup and indulging in a bit of franglais.
Vincent, one last one. Great news in terms of attendance.
Attendance.
As if he wouldn't know what attendance was.
Attendance. Beautiful.
And of course, let's not forget who's been giving us regular updates from the tournament.
We'll head live to the National Golf Course in Paris ahead of the Ryder Cup.
He's gone like a little baby. So, away from the Ryder Cup, we were surprised to spot this gap in Jason Cundy's football knowledge.
When did that ever happen? Who was Pelé?
I think he was Brazilian, wasn't he?
He scored about 1,000 goals, but don't worry about it.
We'll buy him a book. Yeah. We'll buy him a book, and that'll explain everything. Yeah.
Now, here's the moose at West Ham versus Chelsea.
TalkSport's Ian Abrahams can bring us the details.
And we're going to see two new strikers come on the pitch.
Sorry, what was that again, Moose?
Do you
do any other bird impressions? That was fantastic, wasn't it? What was going on there?
It's back to Alan at the golf recalling a memorable Ryder Cup pairing.
To partner Garcia, I think that could help.
Yeah, I really do. And you know, revive memories of the great Spanish pairings that we've had over the years.
Fleetwood McIlroy, that'd be hard to beat, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Fleetwood McIlroy?
I love Fleetwood McIlroy.
They're good, aren't they? Fleetwood McIlroy. They've made some albums. Fleetwood McIlroy.
Stevie Nicks Faldo.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Come on, let's have your Fleetwood McIlroy golfers. Come on.
And it's me, isn't it? And staying with Alan, his pronunciation. Excuse me.
That's a good word to get wrong.
Really
pronunciation.
Wrong. Yeah. His pronunciation of this player's name appears to be catching on with the listeners.
We've got bigger things to worry about than Cristiano Ronaldo's homecoming and.
That's not his name, mate. Just because Alan says it doesn't mean Cristiano is his name. It just makes it a lot easier to say and a lot quicker. And we did enjoy this little exchange between the big man and breakfast newsreader Jenny Barsby.
Does it annoy you when people you know always turn up late?
Yes, it does. Yes, I have to say. I am most of the time punctual.
Hello,
Joe. As in turning up at least 15 minutes late virtually every day.
The only show on national radio that's 6 for 6:30, like he's going to a dinner. Fantastic. What a piece of work. Good old Alan.
Brilliant.
I can sit there and say that with a straight.
He
he's
really
great,
believes
isn't he?
It. Fantastic.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah, we like
anyway. This is Euro expert Mark Langdon on the Sports Bar talking French football.
They have been trailing in a couple of those matches, and they've got another little tricky away one on Saturday. They take on Patrick Vieira's niece.
They'll beat her, won't they?
She's only 12. They'll beat her easily.
I mean, really, you'd expect that, wouldn't you? You're going to see her off, you would imagine. She's a good player, but she's effectively on her own against 11
Uncle
professional
Patrick,
footballers.
They're beating me.
Yeah. Please, Uncle Patrick, just come on for 10 minutes. I know you're not as fit as you, but this is the rout. And what's next, Andy?
And finally, it's Alan Brazil introducing a clip of a top British heavyweight boxer, or is it the Burnley manager?
Former champ Tyson Fury took to social media after the fight to have his say on AJ. Let's have a listen.
Today is pure evidence that I'm fighting the best heavyweight out there.
Yeah, it's uncanny, isn't it, really? Like, well, actually, better than to be fair, Tyson must be aware of the similarity in the way they both speak, because he went on, Tyson, to give his verdict on Sean Dyche's team's performance against Burton in the Carabao Cup.
And eventually, credit to Burton, because they've stuck at it, got a breakaway goal, which takes a deflection, and then a goal at the end when we're searching for one.
Well, it's quite nice of Tyson to really say uncanny. Nice things about Nigel Clough's men, as they say in football circles. So there we are. There's the clips of the week. Thank you to Daniel Todner. That sounds like I've said something terrible.
No,
I'm
but
not
it's
sure
fine.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Arnold Anderson, Ruthless Russ Brutus. That's getting quite complex.
That was a good clip.
Ross Connell, Mark Benham, Spud. Oh, nice of Spud to weigh in.
Spud's in there.
Yeah, Ian Hackett, Roger in Durham, David Clark, Rich Weaver, Matt Nash, and Jerry Mander. Jerry Mander, of course, he was in there. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please send it into us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089 or you can tweet it to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. Please give us a day and a time when you heard it. We'll have a listen back. And if it makes the cut like those ones, you will get the credit. The Clips of the Week podcast is available to download from around 5 o'clock. If you want to hear those again, we've got the H&J Daily podcast, which is today featuring a clip that was deemed too rude for national radio.
Well, it
comes
family
with,
audience.
It's a slip of the tongue, but maybe comes with a bit of parental advisory. And we'll bring you that in the H&J Daily if you want to hear that. And that'll be available around at 5 o'clock as well.
Don't miss Clips of the Week every Friday afternoon at 3:30 on the Hawksby and Jacobs Show on Talk Sport.
Is it Sports Talk?
No, it's Talk Sport.
Well, Talk Sport, whatever.
Available across the UK on DAB digital radio, online at TalkSport.com or via the Talk Sport app.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.